The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, it's Monday, and of course we visit with South Carolina GOP Chairman Drew McKissick every Monday. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. How are you, sir?
Doing well this morning. How about you?
I am good, and what a busy day we have in store. Of course, the news of the vaccine being widely distributed today. We saw the images yesterday of the UPS trucks and the FedEx trucks being loaded and taking delivery of that. And, of course, big day in Georgia as early voting starts and the Electoral College today. And I think you're going to have a little something to do with that, right?
Yeah, it's a lot going on today, but the Electoral College meets today here in South Carolina. Our 9 electoral votes will meet over in the State House, I believe at 11 this morning. I think we're supposed to be over there around 10:30. And, you know, cast South Carolina's votes. I mean, you know, we know how South Carolina voted. There was no discussion about that. There was no question about that. We were overwhelming in our support for the president, giving him the most votes in the history of South Carolina for any candidate for president, Republican or Democrat, by the way. And in addition to supporting other conservative candidates up and down the ballot. I mean, we did it right here. We defended our ballot early here. We defended electoral integrity early here, and we're successful all the way up the Supreme Court. That matters. And that's why we didn't have problems here like they had in several other states.
Right. Now, over the weekend, President Trump says he intends to continue the fight. Of course, it's disappointing that the U.S. Supreme Court didn't appear to really give much consideration to that Texas challenge. What do you say? Do you expect anything further on the legal front?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know what the actual next steps would be or could be that the campaign will take. I haven't had a conversation with anybody since Friday with the RNC on that matter. But, you know, again, at least for our part here in South Carolina, you know, we've done what we can do other than sending volunteers over into Georgia to help out there. But whether or not, you know, as part of the RNC, we would pursue or help the campaign pursue anything else legally, I haven't been apprised of what that next step would be. But, I mean, again, I'm all for anything that brings transparency to a process that was not transparent, that ensures electoral integrity, where many people, I think, rightfully believe there was not electoral integrity. I think those are things where we need to take pains to bring it to light.
Right. Yeah. And we don't do it now. They'll just continue to take advantage. I mean, you know, we haven't seen anything if we don't hold their feet to the fire. Now, quickly back to the vote that you'll cast today. Give us just a quick summary of what will happen. So you'll go over to the state capitol today, and then what?
Correct. So the Secretary of State, Mark Hammond, oversees the meeting and the ceremony, if you will. He'll recognize all the different members, 9 members of the Electoral College. We will then officially, legally organize ourselves. We'll elect the president among our bunch to officially sign, you know, some of the certificates. And then we will all, you know, go down the line, casting our ballots, writing them out on the official forms from the Secretary of State. He'll then certify all of those forms, and then he transmits them to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate up in Washington, D.C. The whole thing, front to back, probably lasts about a half an hour. And they're going to live stream that as well from the Secretary of State's office. And I think we may be putting that live stream on Facebook ourselves at the SCGOP's Facebook page.
Oh, wow. We'll be watching for that and maybe share it on our page as well. So, and that'll be, you said that's at 11 this morning?
I'm pretty sure that we have to be over there at 10:30, so I'm pretty sure the ceremony starts at 11.
You know, one interesting fact that I read over the weekend about this is that, and if I understood what I read there, is, you know, once you guys cast your vote in the state, that it's mailed via the U.S. Postal Service to D.C. They have they're required to deliver it by December the 23rd. Now, how are we to ensure that the U.S. Postal Service will deliver those on time?
Well, you know, I can't speak for Secretary Hammond. I'm not sure if he may actually might try to send that via FedEx or UPS. I don't know, or overnight secure delivery, or I'm not sure.
Well, let's at least try priority mail and have a way to track it.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't just stick a stamp on it and throw it in the postal box down the street.
On our guest line this morning, Chairman Drew McKissick. All right, let's talk quickly. Of course, early voting starting today in Georgia. All eyes on Georgia.
That's right, and rightly so, as we've talked about many times. I mean, this is all on the line here. You're talking about control of the Senate, which means you're talking about whether or not liberals in D.C. are going to be able to essentially, you know, get their dream list of things that they want to do, everything from making D.C. and Puerto Rico a state to getting rid of a filibuster to packing the Supreme Court. Things that, you know, the president's been able to do in the last several years, things that they would like to overturn. All those things are on the ballot there in Georgia, and we can help here in South Carolina. Looking for people to do three key things. One, make phone calls. You can do that from the comfort of your home via the app that we have. Gives you a script, buttons to press for responses. You can sign up to knock doors in Georgia, whichever days you'd like to go. We connect you with the right people there. And in addition to that, poll watchers. You do not need to be a Georgia resident to be a poll watcher there. You can sign up. Election day there is January 5th. They have early voting prior to that. Looking for any days you would want to go and be an official poll watcher. So you can go to scgop.com/Georgia, scgop.com/Georgia, and sign up for any of those three activities. We connect you with the proper people there in Georgia and get you plugged in. It's all about manpower and turning out our vote, and you can make a difference, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, yeah. Drew McKissick, always good to speak with you. Have a great Monday, and go cast your vote for the president this morning.
We'll get it done. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah. You too. Be safe out there.